So Wellspring has a broad mission of creating worker cooperatives in Springfield, and given the retirement of the baby boom generation, many small businesses owners are retiring, and so there's a national campaign really to look at ways to keep those businesses going, and selling those businesses to their employees is one strategy to keep jobs local and keep those businesses in operation. So this is really the first time that this is being looked at as a strategy here in the Springfield area.
And is that because most small business owners don't have clear succession plans?
Yes, so many business owners don't have clear succession plans. Also, many assume that they'll be able to sell their businesses when they're ready, and depending on what the business is, and given that there are many businesses on the market, often they can't do that. But also, if you do have a stable workforce, people who've been in the business for a long time, then they often, will have lots of the skills, maybe not all of them, but with some time and planning, they can build up the skills that they need to really run the business successfully.
And do you have any projection as to how many jobs might be created or might be saved through this strategy?
Well, so we've seen projections that say that over the next decade, as many as 700,000 jobs in Massachusetts could be at risk. So how many of those could be saved, or what, each of those businesses is its own story. But we know that many of them, are at risk if they don't have good succession plans. Maybe their kids aren't going to take over the business. So it could be in the thousands for sure.
Tell me about the forum that you're hosting.
Yeah, so this forum is really trying to start the conversation in Springfield about this strategy for people to learn more about it. One of our speakers is Camille Kerr, who's the assistant director at the ICA Group. The ICA Group is a national consulting firm around worker ownership, and they're based in Northampton. Camille is going to really has national experience around business conversions. So she's going to speak about the national context and the local implications. And the other speaker is Representative Paul Mark, who's from the Berkshires, but who's introduced legislation to fund, really to refund, the state office of cooperative development, which lost its money in the recession in 2008. But surprise support work for companies who want to convert or who want to create worker-owned companies. So they're the two featured speakers.
And where and when is the forum?
The forum is tonight. It's going to be at the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission office on Congress Street in Springfield. And refreshments are at 5, and the forum will start at 5:30.